Welcome to the DWJ BBF podcast. That was another Suede the Remix God COVID-19. I felt that was a little appropriate since we got some pretty good news today from the president.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. You need to crawl on your belly. Why? Does that prevent it? Is it like you go on your belly and everything flies over you? All the COVID-ness is in the air and you're just stuck to the ground. You never get it.
So I usually cut that away anyway, but for the people that are listening, that was we played our intro and that was Kenneth Copeland, who I think he's pretty much an internet famous at this point for being an asshole. It was a remix song of him saying COVID-19. And then I don't know if you ever seen the original video. The original video is his hands are all slimy from like holy water, but it doesn't look like water. It looks like ooze. Like, and he has it up to the camera like that. And then he's like COVID-19. And then he like looks and he's like, and he's like, I blow you away. And it was like, dude, you just spit over like everyone. It was like, which is the, like, we're trying to prevent that with COVID. And you just like, you didn't even like blow. He didn't go, no, he went like what the, like a 5-year-old, you know? Like, yeah. And then he was like, doing all this shit.
Is he even that preacher?
Weird. Yeah.
God, yep. That dude. That dude's crazy, man. He's bonkers.
If there are any, like, you know, if you do believe in God and stuff like that, and I assume he does because he is a preacher, although he is a crook. If somebody's gonna rot in hell, it's gonna be that dude.
Yeah, dude.
100%.
When a reporter asked him about that, he
got
pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you say money to me. Because I love you. I'm like, all right, you're psychotic.
No, he's crazy, dude. He's crazy.
The
H3 podcast did a whole thing about him. It's like a lot of shit I didn't know. It's like he pretty much started the church because he lives on oil land down in Texas. Mm-hmm. So your church, you don't pay taxes. So the church owns all that land that you're oiling on. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man.
And then he just gets people to you know, send so much money to him, which is ridiculous. So he can buy.
Those are offerings.
Yeah, the tithings, pay your tithings. That's disgusting.
Those are offerings, my friend.
So he could buy a private jet so he doesn't have to fly with the heathens in first class.
Yep. I remember, that was part of the interview.
Yeah. Was it like 50 cents? I think it was 50 cents plane. Or it might have been Tyler Perry's plane.
I think it was Tyler Perry's. That sold it at a very, 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 very great price.
Yeah, like 50 mil. Like, it was still
donated
a mil.
But Tyler Perry donated it, and he put the money towards his charity. Like that, it does. I don't know. It was weird, dude.
Yeah, they were.
It was weird.
Yeah. So, this is our first week back with you. Coming back from New York. How was your trip in New York?
It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
I came on a little surprised because no one knew I was coming out.
Yeah, no, yeah, you just like popped on.
Yeah, I just popped on, and like I said, they have no alleys, so when you're walking down the street, you see black trash bags, literally right on the curb, and like some places have a bunch. There was a hotel; they had like bins and bins of cans full of trash. It is overall, besides the trash and the construction and the shitload of scaffolding, it's nice. Went to Times Square. It wasn't. Times Square looked great. It looked really good in Avengers. Captain America, when he woke up and he ran outside in New York, and that's when towards the end, I don't know if you remember that.
But it runs out. No one else is out there, just him.
I mean, it was great. It's Times Square is nice. There's a lot of bad stuff. Mm. You know, I saw a New York prostitute. That's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, there was a lot of bad things, dude. There was a lot of it wasn't as expected to be. However, on the upside, I went to the Met, which is the Metropolitan, Art Museum, one of the biggest ones, the biggest, or if not the second biggest in the U.S. or the world.
Oh, nice.
Right next to Smithsonian, and I'm thinking it's nothing but paintings. I'm not a painting kind of guy, but I do go and saw Van Gogh and a bunch. And there was a quarter of it on a different floor, but they had nothing but Greek mythology. Now I'm a big
Oh,
Greek
nice.
mythology guy, and they
Yeah.
had statues. They had Athena. And as soon as I walked in, I saw one, a bust. It was a big bust. I'm like, that's Zeus. It just popped in my head. I looked at it and recognized it, and like, that's Zeus.
What gave it away? The big beard?
Oh, I mean, no, a lot of people wear beards, but I just, you could tell that was Zeus.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, Jess's mom, she came up to me, "Oh, look, that's Zeus." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." Because I'm into Greek mythology. And
Yeah.
then and the other quarter of it, like, one was Greek mythology, the other one's Egyptian stuff. That place was awesome. You see mummies, you saw the tombs, you saw replicas of a tomb. There's a one there. They traveled. They brought back a piece of makeshift of a tomb back, and they built it
Oh,
inside.
damn.
It was amazing. It
Yeah.
was amazing. I
So that sounds
mean,
like a couple of art museums here in Chicago, like in
yeah,
one
there's,
kind of.
oh my God, there's like two or three floors, and each
That's
floor has
awesome.
different, like, if you look in a bird's eye view, there's like four sections, right?
Yeah.
And like the painting ones, this is from this artist, that's from that artist, that's from that artist, and so on and so forth, all the way around. In the first floor, the second floor, the second floor, one was Greek mythology. Like, once again, bird's eye view. One was Greek mythology, and they had everything on that quarter, and this half was all ancient Egypt. It was, my God, I was
That's
taken
cool.
back. Yeah. We took Bella to the Natural Museum of History just for the simple fact she loves dinosaurs. She knew we
Yeah.
were going to a museum. She did not know why. And we were setting everything up because I got to make reservations because COVID. I told Jess, this museum has DINO. And she, we don't want to tell Bella things, and we want to talk in code. And so we spell it out. So she's like, "Oh, yeah, she would love that. She would love that." And dude, she, as soon as she saw a dinosaur, she like booked it. I'm like, "Bella, no,
Just
we gotta go this way. Come here, come here." She was going through the exit. So, and it was a big circle,
that's
like
awesome.
different rooms and compartments. Yeah, she enjoyed it, dude. I mean, I got pictures. There's like, I got so many pictures on my phone. I'm like running out of room, so I gotta upload that.
Heck yeah,
But
dude. Throw it
yeah.
in a folder and just like then you can print out a bunch out, which is awesome.
Yeah, and one of the last
Yeah.
places we went to was the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
She wanted to go to she Jess wanted to go to observation deck. I'm like, yeah, we go. She wants to go at night. I'm like, perfect. See all the lights. It was stunning. I mean, I thought it
That's
was
cool.
indoor, but it's actually outdoor.
Yeah, it's outside. Yeah. It's all like fenced off though, right? So like
Oh yeah, the fence
no
are
one can
high,
like
but man, I'm
fall.
afraid of heights, dude. I could not get near it. The wind
Yeah.
was
No.
so
Yeah.
strong.
That's
Bella
really
had
cool.
a sweater, and we got to put her coat on. When I took her coat out of my backpack, the wind was like starting to carry. I'm like, "Whoa, get the fuck over here!"
It
So,
just became a kite. Yeah, like put a rope on her.
anybody becomes a
That's
kite,
funny. Yeah.
but
Yeah,
man.
that's definitely one spot I want to go up there. I love
Yeah,
stuff like
it's
that.
amazing, dude. It's amazing. There's a little museum where you go through, and it shows the history of the Empire State Building, which I got a video of that. I mean, hell, I can show you like a few pictures through here, but yeah, it's awesome. If it's like a 14 to 16 hour drive, but we flew, only took an hour and a
Oh,
half.
nice. Yeah, heck yeah, dude.
But
Yeah, my
it
in-laws
was
went
great.
to Texas and they drove. I'm like, why? You can
Oh, wow.
fly and be there like in an hour and enjoy the whole day rather than taking a day and a half to, I was like, fly. It's 100% worth it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's just way worth
I
it.
showed you the Ghostbusters building, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which I was just, I thought it was Home Alone. Then you said like Ghostbusters. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. But then like I said, well, I forgot what I said. I'm like, oh, did it shrink over time? Like CGI. I was like, well, yeah, no shit. Man. Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Messing with me.
I think I put like a meme. I'm like, well, obviously, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, this like this is a part of the museum right there. Like that it was like 1200 BC armor that they actually found from warriors, gladiators back in the day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, these guys like that small. Is like super cool. Yeah, these guys were small, man. There's nothing like we are now. Hold on. There's a picture here that just took. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there's like a, if you ever go to the Art Institute, you know, if you like stuff like that is really, really cool too. Mm-hmm. Even I thought the same thing like what you thought, because I love going in there, and then certain times of the year, certain weeks and certain days and stuff, it's free. So you just can basically walk in, show them your like ID and you're from Illinois. But there's a modern art section that's kind of new on it. And I was like, I don't want to see that. It's kind of stupid. So we went in and looked around. I was like, that was really cool. I enjoyed that because that's the same thing. I like going to see, you know, the ancient like Japanese kind of samurai stuff, right. You know, the Greek Egyptian kind of stuff, right. You know, but
yeah, like this is part of the floor. Like she took a picture of me with like some, like these there, it's a replica.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the background, it looks like a picture, but it's not. It's these giant ass TV screens, and they have people moving around, and you see the skyline, you see everything moving. I'm like, wait, let's take one more. So I'm pretending I was talking to these guys like on lunch. Man, you can't see because it's blurry. It's not focusing. But anyway, that I was there, like, hey, you know, whatever. Because one dude had a sandwich in his hand, the other one was like had a cup of coffee or whatever.
But you're like, hanging out with the construction dudes.
Yeah.
See, like stuff like that is like, if you want to practice editing, stuff like that is the best way to practice editing. For Photoshop, you take the pictures, but also for like Premiere. So like video editing, you can take the videos that you put it all together, and then you can make like a 15-minute vacation video, you know, of like all the important stuff and stuff that you like. And then that you can like throw on YouTube and share with friends or family, or just keep it for yourself. You know what I mean? But like stuff like that is like,
I was thinking
really good practice.
Yeah. I was thinking of putting in a PowerPoint. So, I mean, just upload the pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Do practice Photoshop, man. Practice Photoshop, practice Premiere, practice that stuff. Those and pictures like that are always like good, because then you can figure out how to like lasso yourself out and put yourself into something else, or you color balance and stuff like that, you know, or color correction and stuff like that, white balance. So like pictures are like super good, and the videos are super, like, especially at a museum, because everything is lit kind of properly. The only thing that sucks is you got the glass in the way, so you get a little of the reflection.
Yeah,
but yeah, the lighting is really good at museums.
So a couple things, I got two more pictures to show you, and then I'm gonna talk to you about reflection. So there's this one, which once again the camera's like stupid.
Yeah.
But if you look at the background, that's King Kong. Oh,
it's King Kong.
Right, because that's in the Empire State Building, right? But if you look to the left, you see the little dot with the mask?
That's Vela. Yeah.
That's Vela.
I did not even see her.
So the two windows behind me, like that's a corner, that it was motioned. So that one, the King Kong moved like from side to side, growled, and he looks in the window every once in a while. And this one here, well, of course, there's Bella. Yeah. And there's King Kong looking at Bella. And I'm like, you know, just I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pose or to reenact. But she just loved it. So
that's cool.
Reflection.
That's cool.
There was something where you're walking and you feel gust of air. And there's, once again, these giant monitor screens on both ends. And it's replicating how the elevators were back in the day when they were building. They had no safety nets, nothing, right? So right in the middle, there is this thing that, like, once again, I said it before, I'm afraid of heights, okay? So there's this thing in the middle, which you look down and look up, it was identical, right? Let me see if you can see that.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Okay, so that's
like one of those endless kind of picture things.
So that's actually what they saw while they were building, okay, at night. So that's what they saw. So that's the elevator shaft. And if you fall, it's pretty
much that's it. You're done.
You're done with, right?
Jeez. How many people died building that?
I know. I know it's only 6 inches. Okay, so my feet are here, plexiglass, a light, and a mirror. And I know it's 6 inches from my bottom of my foot to the ground, or to the mirror. Why? I know for a fact that's only 6 inches because you can see I was shitting bricks. I did not want to step on it. The illusion was so real. I was like,
you couldn't
Jess is like, come on, go. I'm like, no. So in order for me to take this picture, I just like extended my arm out and just took it. And then I looked up, I'm like, holy cow. And I took it again. It is bonkers, man. If the Sears Tower did the same thing what they did in New York in the Empire State Building, it would attract so much more people. The pricing would have been spot on. It's awesome.
Well, they got those new things in at the Sears Tower. Well, the Willis Tower now, but it's the Sears Tower.
Yeah, I don't call it the Willis. It's
That one where like you step out over the ledge.
Yeah, and it leans out.
And forward. Then it leans. Yeah, yeah. You know those
Yeah, but this shows tells you
that's true.
And the actual history of the building.
Yeah, well, I think the Empire State has a lot more history than the Sears Tower. The Sears Tower is pretty cool, but yeah, the Empire State is on a whole nother level when it comes to like skyscraper history. Yeah.
You go through a room. There's a room. I kid you not, Kramer. It was curved, right? And there's must have been an art way, different size, flat screens throughout the whole room. It was crazy because each screen or multiple screens at once. Anything that involved the Empire State Building, mentioning it, a picture of it in movies, they pull it up at the same time. Sleepless in Seattle, and of course, obvious King Kong and what have you. They all showed up and popped up. It was like, wow, they went all out on this. It's amazing.
That's cool. Yeah, just cinematic, cinematic history. I mean, Empire State is huge. Sears Tower is not that. Doesn't have the same like background when it comes to like stuff like that, and plus I think the Empire State looks a lot cooler. It just looks cool.
The whole
design, the architect of it is really cool.
I accidentally mixed up the Empire State Building with the Chrysler Building a couple times. I'm like, oh look, Empire State Building, and they said no, that's up ahead, that's the Chrysler. I'm like, oh okay,
yeah, the Chrysler also, yeah, like the buildings there are just really cool. Like in Chicago, the smaller buildings are cooler. When you go downtown, like you see all the older kind of buildings, but like the Sears Tower, it's cool, but it's also like made to be simple, and to be like made tall. You know, it's like, what if we put a bunch of blocks on top of each other? Like, yes. You know, which is like such a really smart idea, but it's something like also not aesthetically pleasing,
what building you're talking about?
The Sears Tower.
Oh, the Sears Tower, it's fun fact, they wanted to make it different from everything else. They did it, but they wanted to make it tall, so what they had to do was instead of one giant block, they end up making 3x3, so like just nine squares, 3, 6, 9, and they build a section of it, and then they cut two squares out and they build out more than another square all the way to was like just two sets all the way on the top. And the reason they did that was because it helps with the wind or something like that. I went to an architectural tour and they mentioned that, and I remember
the center of gravity or whatever, like its center mass is a lot lower. Then if you make one big block, the bigger block would be higher. So it's like, yeah, it's just it's I mean, it's really cool like idea, but it's not as pretty, as some of the older like buildings like out in New York for sure. Yeah. I mean, I want to go there, but also, I mean, Chicago has some of the cool old buildings, but they don't stand out as much as the Sears Tower.
Does. Yeah.
Especially, obviously.
Fun fact, Empire State Building was mentioned over 250 movies.
Yeah.
Over 250. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, every year there's at least one or two. At least one or two every year, you know. But yeah, man, that sounds awesome, man. I definitely want to go to New York.
Yeah. Sorry for taking 20 minutes of your guys' time.
It's all good. You want to get into some of the news?
Yep.
So we'll get into some of the biggest news that's going on right now is Elon Musk is just fucking over everyone's cryptocurrency. He just put a freaking knife, man. So he made a tweet saying, talking bad about Bitcoin, that Tesla is no longer going to be accepting Bitcoin as payment. And they also bought a lot of Bitcoin early last year, a lot, you know, and Dogecoin. Obviously, he's big into Dogecoin. But he put a tweet out saying, like, oh, I just found out about how much coal is used to mine Bitcoin, you know, for electricity wise and stuff like that. So and which is complete bullshit. I was like, dude, you're the richest man in the world and you're huge in the cryptocurrency and you don't know about like the power resources need for mining the cryptocurrency. So I was like, that's bullshit. So that's why everyone's calling him out. Like, oh, he's manipulating the market.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. And then he talked shit about it on SNL, which was kind of a big thing. And then the next day, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday, he put a tweet out. And he didn't do it in his normal kind of, you know, meme lord, you know, kind of format. He put it in like a post-it note kind of thing on your phone and it is copied and pasted. So it was a little weird. It was a little weird. But since that, everything crashed, dude. Like people were expecting Dogecoin to be super high because of him being on SNL. You know, because he usually talks good about it, and every time he says it, it just bam pops up. But man, like it was bad. I mean, Doge is at 48 cents. Bitcoin is at 50. I mean, it was like over 60,000 like a few weeks ago. You know, it went down. Ethereum went down. Everything is just down.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was talking about. I think an NFL football player, a tight end, said he's willing. He trusted so much he's willing to get paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Was it Bitcoin or Ethereum? It was a cryptocurrency.
Was a cryptocurrency. Yes.
I know it was a cryptocurrency.
So I'm like, oh my God, this could make or break this dude. If it makes this dude, that means everybody's gonna follow suit. Our dollar bill is not gonna be there anymore because everything is gonna be all electronic. And that's one thing I don't want. Bad enough we have ATMs and all that shit, but that's a different.
I think crypto is better than the dollar. I mean, in some countries, Bitcoin is big. Crypto is big. I mean, I'm not a professional by any means, but from what I was reading was like, say, like I know Venezuela is having a big issue with their worth of their currency right now, where like a loaf of bread is like, you know, 10,000 of their dollars, whatever it is, which is insane, you know? So like their whole, you know, currency is inflated so much that no one can do anything about it. They use Bitcoin for normal everyday transactions. And I'm like, that's crazy. And a bunch of other countries that have the same issue, they use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as their currency.
Yeah. But I mean, if 10,000 rubies, I don't know, you know, 10,000 Kramer bucks is one loaf of bread. One American dollar is probably 5,000 Kramer bucks. So really, it's only $2. You're banging a loaf of bread. The money amount, the sound of it, what we're accustomed to, $10,000 for a loaf of bread versus 10,000, you know.
But it wasn't always like that. So right. it's worth 10,000 Kramer bucks, but I'm only paying you 50 cents.
Right. I understand that. But it's just like, you know, gallon of milk. I mean, how much was it 20 years ago? How much was it 10 years ago?
But that's inflation. That's different. That's different than what
to me is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, for starters. Okay. And the second thing is, I believe this is out there just to try to control the world. Everything under one roof. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. My opinion, that's not the way it's supposed to be, because everybody has their
own. Who owns Bitcoin?
I don't know.
Who owns Litecoin? Who owns Dogecoin? I can make an Alfredo coin right now if I knew how, but it's not too hard from what I read. It's not too hard because Dogecoin started off as a meme. It was a joke. It was a joke. And then a few people took it and it went. So, like, no one owns this currency. That's the thing. No, like, Bitcoin isn't American dollars. It's not owned by one government. That's the thing, you know. So, like, you're saying, like, oh, it's out to control everything, but no one controls it.
So if I want to exchange $100 for, I don't know how many cryptocurrency I get, 100 for it, is it a dollar
per dollar? Which crypto?
It's not. Give me anyone.
Bitcoin is the biggest one.
Okay. So there's nobody running that Bitcoin, is there? So if I get gypped, if I get cheated, like if I post for every $100, I'm supposed to get 50 Bitcoin, but I only get 40 out of my $100, I'm like, wait, I'm missing 10. I contact?
That's not how it works. You're putting in, it's investing. So you're putting in $100 that people are going to use this more. So you're going to give, you're giving me $100 to make sure I, you know, become a nurse and do everything else. And that $100 could become $200, $300, $400, $500 for you, because the more I make, the more you get back. Mm-hmm. But also the opposite. If I don't become a nurse and I fail and I start working, cleaning windshields I was thinking, like, where it's like cleaning windshields in the street, like, right, you just lost out on $100. You know what I mean? So that's the thing with a lot of these people that put money into it when they thought it was going to be good, you know? So same thing is, like, you know, well, like Brian had put a decent amount of money in Doge when it was really cheap, and then he sold when it got higher. And then, Dynasty Pylon, look, man, just invest on Kramer Bucks right now. Take my money. Is it that fry?
Yeah. Take my money now.
That's funny. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And then he sold when it was, I think he bought when it was 8 cents and he sold when it was 21 cents. Mm-hmm. And he said he made a decent amount back. But if he would have held on to that when it was up to 70 cents, not even dollars. We're not even talking about dollars. So, you know, one coin is worth 70 cents. Mm-hmm. That 8 cent that he put in, you know, all the way up to 71 cents. I mean, he could have paid off his house.
Yeah.
You know, but then the problem is it's going back down. So now people that bought in when it was 60 cents are losing money.
Right.
But it's like Wall Street kind of as well, but it's also not like Wall Street because it's not a stock market. But it's almost like a stock market.
Right.
Because somebody owns a stock. It's IPOs and stuff like that. So it's like you can invest in GameStop, which is what they did, but there was a whole meme about it where, like, I'm not investing in the company itself, I'm investing in the stock of the company because the company is going bankrupt either way. you know? So, but yeah, it's a little different. But I mean, like, what's going on in Venezuela is, like, they're using it to live because their government is messed up so bad that any money over there is worthless. That you need to have some centralized form of money for money to mean something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like how it is in America. You just can't say, oh, this dollar is now worth, you know, $5. It was like, says who, you know? So that's kind of like an issue. But
hold on 1 second. I gotta answer this.
Uh oh. He's getting in trouble. Or he's getting fired. He's getting fired on his day off. What the hell, man? He's laughing because he knows it's true. Or we put him down. What do you think? But yeah, I can't think of what the heck is it, deregulation? When, like, money goes so crazy, I can't think of it. I'm having a brain fart. Hyperinflation. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
That was Jess. She's calling me up. She's coming back from the gym with Bella because they have a pool and Bella loves swimming. And she's like, "Hey, I just wanted to know if you want something." She goes, "Why are you laughing?" I'm like, "Kramer just told me I'm getting fired on my day off." And she goes, "Oh, you're on the show." I'm like, "Yeah. So sorry.
Like, somebody's not subscribed." Did hit that bell notification?
Did you hit that?
No, bell but yeah, man. I mean, it's just kind of like big. Right now, the big thing is NFTs. Is the NFT thing that I know we talked about that some while ago. Deflation, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the hyperinflation is what I was thinking about too. What's going on in Venezuela? Mm-hmm. Also happened in Greece years ago. NFTs, their biggest thing that they just by random chance, the biggest form they use is Ethereum, you know. So, and Ethereum is like at the beginning of this year, they're like, "Oh, it's gonna max out at 2,000, you know, and it went up to like 4,200 last week, and now it's down to 3,800. So, if you bought in like I did when it was 1,500, I'm still up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I didn't buy a share because that's a lot of money, but right. I bought in like for like $20 or something like that. So, I'm not invested like a ton.
You know what was crazy? This morning I woke up and it just for some reason or another, dude, it popped in my head. I'm like, Brian told me about buying something Dogecoin or Douchecoin or whatever the fuck it is. Dogecoin. So I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, I gotta look into that. But I end up just
didn't. Well, right now I think it's done. I mean, it might come back, maybe. Yeah. But it's. I mean, I really thought it was gonna hit $1. I was like, man, if it hits $1, you're gonna have a lot of fucking rich people. But
well,
Elon Musk did the opposite.
Yeah, just like he said, you can no longer buy Teslas with
Bitcoin.
Yeah,
last week, like that Sunday, the day after SNL, he said he's gonna have a Dogecoin funded SpaceX rocket, you know, Doge X or whatever the fuck he called it. And then, like, within a few days, he's like, "Well, we need to look at how we're doing this." I was like, "What are you doing, dude? Like, you're saying don't buy it, do this." And then every time he says that, it goes up and down like crazy.
You saw how he was on SNL. Does that man look like he's working with all the marbles up there? I don't think so. I don't think so. He was funny.
Oh, here's.
But.
Yeah.
He looked
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird. So this is what I was exactly. Is centralized exchanges are what government uses. Dollars, pesos, euros. Peer-to-peer is what crypto is. Mm-hmm. So it's just sending money back and forth. You know, but eventually, I do believe that cryptocurrency will replace majority of the world's like centralized money. Mm-hmm. you know but not for a while because right now all the crypto depends on actual like money, you know. And then once things are starting to change, man, more and more countries start getting hyperinflation, deflation, stuff like that, you know. But that's different from like inflation or like inflation rates, you know, because like theoretically, you get paid more, so things are going to be worth more, you know. And things like in the 20s aren't the same price that they are now because of inflation. But hyperinflation, when things are like jack up like crazy, you're like, "Whoa, I'm not getting paid enough to buy a loaf of bread," you know. And then also the people are not making enough to make the loaf of bread. Kind of like, what do you do? Like Greece, I don't know if you remember, was that some years ago, maybe like 10 years ago at this point? Like Greece was like, the whole country was bankrupt, you know.
For a second, I thought you were talking about the movie Grease, and you said 10 years ago. I'm like, that fucking movie was old, man. Not even. Okay, go ahead.
But I mean, if there was crypto, there's a lot of people that are like, if there was crypto as big as it is now, then there's a good chance that they would not have got hit as hard, you know, because then you have something kind of fall back on that's not for the long term, but enough to get you by until you fix your situation, kind of thing.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, theoretically. stuff like that. But
I don't know, man. There's too many question marks for me. And it's not enough for me to say, oh, maybe I should look into it. So
if we can get the money out of the 1%'s hand, I'm all about it. The people that are telling you when to wipe your ass, how to wipe your ass, and what to wipe your ass with, get the money away from them. I'm all about that, man.
Yeah. We're gonna have more of those guys. They're robbing from us. What was that rich guy?
That's what happened in Wall Street, like with the GameStop thing. Remember we talked about that? Where like all the rich people were like, "You can't do that, motherfuckers! You do that every single day."
Right.
Now that's what Bain. Remember Bain when he went to Wall Street? He goes, "There's no money here." He's like, "Yeah, why are you all here?" I'm like, the fuck, you know? It's like get out of here, man. But yeah, I mean, it's annoying. But yeah, man, that's like the big talk. Me and Omar, we've been going back and forth with different numbers. Like, I'm watching Riddle right now. I'm watching Polkadot. I'm watching Bitcoin USD. So I'm watching Dash. There's a bunch that I'm watching that could explode. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is. Next topic.
See, oh, this one's kind of big. This kind of came out of nowhere. Is what do you hide that? So wasn't that Kevin Smith? You know, Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks, that Kevin Smith. He is taking on He-Man, and I knew about it, but then today the new new pictures came out.
Nice.
So pretty interesting. I guess he came out and talked about it, and I guess it's supposed to be a pretty good adaptation of it. Mm-hmm. But there's another He-Man that's gonna come out and a live action He-Man that's gonna come out as well.
Is Ralph Lundgren gonna be him?
Yeah, like all old, like if they go to the future.
I saw Creed 2, he doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, I mean he's always in those Expendable movies. But I believe it's going to be
in the 80s was an Expendable
movie. Yeah, I know. I think this is going to be on Netflix. Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. It's called Masters of the Universe Revelation. I know from what I read earlier, there's going to be a lot of... It's also Kevin Smith, so he knows a lot of people. So there's going to be a lot of famous people. Mark Hamill, Chris Wood, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I like Mark Hamill. Epic. He's going to play Skeletor? Is that what I mean?
Yeah, which is perfect. Awesome. Can you imagine like he does a Joker voice?
Yes.
Oh, he's the best Joker voice, hands down. Like, no one has a better Joker laugh than Mark Hamill. That's like, amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of famous people on here, man. Hamilwood, Geller, Lena Headey. Who was she? She was in Game of Thrones. She was Cersei. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was the crazy queen. Griffin Newman? Who else we got? Alicia Silverstone. Like what? Justin Long is in it. You know.
Wow, that's so awesome.
It's gonna be a lot of famous voices. I remember hearing about this like 2019.
Yeah,
and then it was just kind of quiet for a while, obviously because you know we had a pandemic.
Yeah,
but today all these came out, and I was like, I'm in. It looks good. I like it.
I don't know if you knew this, but there is She-Ra. It's already out on Netflix. It's been out on Netflix.
Oh, it's amazing. I love that.
Bella loves it too.
Yeah, it's a great show. There's a I know a little off topic from this. Watch if she likes that, watch Kipo. Kipo and the Age of Monsters or the Age of Something. Mm-hmm. It's a cartoon. It's only three seasons. So good. So good. I love me and Erica watched it just randomly and we were like hooked instantly.
Go ahead.
Huh. No, it's really good. Yeah. It's cartoon. It's not like too adult where like she won't get it, but it's same thing with like She-Ra. It's like, oh, your friends are important. You know, certain things, you know, so it kind of gives you those like little lessons that cartoons throw in. But
yeah,
Kipo was a really, really good show.
If it's not TV, why? I'm not going to have her watch it. Because I think She-Ra is TV. Why? You know, that it's, rating.
It's got to be the same as, it's got to be the same as in the Age of Wonder Beast.
Yeah. But she,
yeah, it's got to be
new. She likes that. Yeah. So maybe creep crypto, creepo,
creepo.
Yeah,
K-I-P-O.
K-I-P-O? All
right. Yeah.
She's trying to convince me to watch monster movies, and I'm like, no, because I don't want to. Like almost any monster movie. Like she wanted to watch The Mummy because she was so interested in, you know, mummies and mummification and all that, because she learned that on Netflix, because there's learning shows and something like that. And I want to see mummies. I want to see a movie about mummies. I'm like, what about The Mummy? And there's a lot of parts she freaks out and gets scared. So.
So
go ahead,
real quick. Kipo is Y7.
Okay.
So it says anybody suitable for 7 years and older.
Yeah.
Kipo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I'm like, it. She-Ra, I think, is a little bit more. Has a little bit more adult themes in She-Ra. You know, sexuality is a big one in that one. Identity crisis is a big one in that one and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, Kipo is not as in depth as She-Ra, but it's really good. It's really
good. I kind of want her to stop watching, because she hasn't watched it in a while, but because there's somewhere she helps somebody, a friend of hers, the friend turn around and tricks her and does bad things to She-Ra. And then that same friend gets in trouble. She-Ra comes, helps her again, just for her to backstab her again. And I told Bella, well, I don't want you to watch this episode, because if you want to watch it, just learn. Because if someone hurts you once, don't expect them to help you again, because they're going to hurt you again. Chances are they are. Look what happened.
I think are you talking about the cat girl? And She-Ra, that's kind of an ongoing thing in that show. I think so.
She's like purple
Catra. Yeah, that's the one. That's kind of even with Catra and the girl with the claws, they have a weird dynamic, you know, where it's always like, I want to be cool with you, but you don't want to be cool with me, and I'm mad at her, kind of thing.
Yeah,
in the end, it all kind of works out. But like, yeah, Catra is a real, like, for me, like, she was like a very
She's a little shit.
She's very troubled. Like, and she's the one with the biggest identity crisis. Like, she doesn't know. She thinks she knows what she wants, but she doesn't. You know, she's, you know, it's really interesting. I think Kipo is not as in depth, and also the voice, one of the voices of the main princess chick that can flash teleport. Mm-hmm. She's the voice for Kipo.
Oh, nice.
Kipo's really cool. The music, it's Kipo was, it was funny. It was, I enjoyed it. I think Kipo was a little bit better than She-Ra, even though I did enjoy She-Ra.
So is He-Man?
No.
Already coming out?
Oh yeah, it's coming out, but it has nothing to do with the She-Ra show. Like, it's nothing to do with it, which kind of pissed me off, because they already said that She-Ra is like its own universe and has nothing to do with He-Man. But I'm like, it defeats the purpose, but back up. But yeah, I think it's, when is it? July. I think at the end of July it's coming out. Was it July 23rd? There you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Jessica gets Baltimore Ravens versus Chicago Bears on her birthday. I get He-Man.
You get He-Man. You get to look at those nipples.
Yes. Awesome. I have the power, all right.
Yeah. Mark Hamill as Skeletor was like, when I first read that, like,
I can't
like,
wait for that.
Yep, I can't wait for that. As of the voice, like Sarah Michelle Gellar is a pretty good voice actress. She does, she was in the Rebels, Star Wars Rebels on Disney. She was a really, really good voice actor. But yeah, it looks pretty good. I like the animation style. It's very, very crisp, very like.
Oh, yeah, it's modern technology now, dude.
Yeah, where I mean, but you can go to like something like the new Thundercats show, the Teen Titans Go. Everything's sloppy, and I'm not a big fan of those. You know, this looks like it's fucking tight.
I think that's because they're trying to keep the really
kiddie silliness.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, this one I don't think is gonna be that. You know, but I mean, yeah, it's gonna be pretty neat, man. Just like Skeletor looking like that is nice. I think they made He-Man a little too like weirdly jacked, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I get it. I guess he's got to be like that big old massive dude.
Yeah, he has a secret from his father. I still think he's kind of gay.
Oh yeah, dude. The original one was big time. Big time. Like he's like a gay idol, you know, in the like you know like the LGBT group and stuff like that.
Which is fine, but come on, the T-Man.
I mean, he wrote a big cat and screamed. I mean, dude was.
He goes against Skeletor. Skeleton's in his closet. Huh?
Dude, yep.
There's a secret from his father.
Yeah, but this one's good. I mean, Kevin Smith is usually pretty good with fan service.
Dude, I love Kevin Smith, man. I'm glad he's doing healthy now, you know, because I remember he's heavy. But yeah, I'm glad he's doing really good now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Then, what else? See. So there's something that I saw real quick. There is a buttload of people joining Knives Out 2. Catherine Hahn, like just today, was going to join Knives Out 2. Dave Bautista is going to be on it. I was like, geez, there's like a bunch of people that are in the cast of this stupid movie.
What? When we talk about our next topic, there's something I have to ask you.
Okay. But did you see Knives Out 1? The original, like Knives Out? Chris Evans was in it.
Yes. Yes, that Daniel was a Craig really good was, movie. Yes.
It fucking sucked. It had the biggest plot hole of any movie. It's like this guy writes murder mysteries for his life. That's his life's work. And he can't figure out that, like, I can't fake my own death because they're going to do an autopsy. It just so happens that that shit got switched. So him killing himself didn't matter at the end. So I'm like, it was so stupid. But I'm like, it was the biggest plot hole in any movie. And people were so far up fucking Rian Johnson's ass for this movie. I'm like, it sucked. If you think about it, for 5 minutes after the movie's done, you're like, oh, great actors doing great shit. Daniel Craig with his stupid fucking KFC accent was like, just make him. Why can't you make him British? Why you got to make him a fucking Southern Belle? That made no sense. Just keep his British accent. Why you got, well, I do declare. I was like, that's so stupid. You know? And then the biggest plot hole in any movie that I've watched recently. And I was like, because at the end, I'm like, oh, I like that movie. And then I'm like thinking, I'm like, wait, why did he kill himself? Oh, to cover up the thing. But didn't he know they were going to do autopsy? So it didn't matter if he killed himself or not? Because they're going to see the drugs in the system. But none of that mattered because it was the right drug because she's such a good nurse. It was like, I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, what? It made no fucking sense at the end.
Right. Well, he killed himself because
maid.
Right. To protect her.
Yeah. But that didn't matter because if she did inject him with the wrong thing, like Chris Evans tricked her trying to do, you know, he thought he was going to die. So he's like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. It doesn't matter. The shit's still in your fucking blood, dude. Like you write murder mysteries for a lifetime. That's your life's work is writing murder mysteries. You made your whole family's arguing who's going to take over the family business.
Right.
And so you can't figure that out.
That's the thing. Would they actually? Oh, I'm sure. Well, you coming from a medical field would know. Me, who doesn't have that, makes sense. Okay. He doesn't want her to get in trouble for accidentally injecting the wrong medicine, a heavy dosage at that. Yeah. In my mind, in my world, it makes sense. He's protecting her because he doesn't want her to get in trouble.
But they do an autopsy in the movie. So you don't have to have any medical background because they do an autopsy and then Chris Evans sets the place on fire. But I was like, what? I was like, it made no sense. Like and people love that. Like, oh, it's a really good murder mystery movie. I was like, no, it wasn't. I think he's tricking you with great actors and a halfway decent story.
I like
with the biggest hole in it.
The only actor I really liked on there, it was Chris Evans.
I thought they were all pretty good actors.
They were.
I mean, even the maid who I don't think she's ever did anything big. I think she was like big in the like Mexican soap operas kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's ever done American kind of stuff. And she was really good in the movie. Don't get me wrong, the actors were great.
I have to strongly 100% disagree with you, dude. I enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed it
until I thought about it. And then it made no fucking sense. But that's what Rian Johnson does. He makes fucking stories that make no sense. He killed Star Wars. This man single-handedly destroyed a franchise that people love their entire life. He destroyed it. You know, same thing with this movie. I was like, oh, it's a cool movie. And then you sit and think about it, like, oh, well, once you take away the flashiness, it had the biggest plot hole. Like, none of it mattered.
You remind me when we discussed the Super Bowl halftime show, you remind me of me, how upset I was. So I was pissed. The jock straps on the 50-yard line? No. Don't like it. But either way, I for some reason or another, I really did enjoy it. It's a movie that I wasn't interested in watching, really. And so Jess and I were just flipping through Netflix, and we're like, yeah, let's give this a shot. This looks interesting. You know, and we watched it, and it was pretty good. Another movie. I
mean, a lot of people loved it.
So. Yeah, not to get off subject, what was that other Jennifer Aniston with Adam Sandler movie on Netflix where he goes off on a cruise and that cruise turns out to be like a mystery?
A murder mystery one. Oh, what the hell? I know what you're talking about. That, yeah, I can't think of the damn name of it. But yeah,
right.
That one, was like a funny one though, too.
It was. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty decent. Oh, did you hear Mike?
Yeah, I moved it in. Yeah. It made a big old...
I heard that.
I know. I try not to move it as much. You always hear it.
But, yeah, dude. Batista.
I think it's called Murder Mystery. Yeah, it's just called Murder Mystery. It's just called Murder Mystery. I was like, what is it called? It's just called Murder Mystery. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is. That was pretty decent too.
Yeah, no, that was pretty funny. I mean, Knives Out 2, I think everyone wants to get in it because everyone loved the first one so much. Mm. You know, so I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, Batista, Catherine Hahn just signed on to it. Who else? There's somebody else. A few other big names signed onto it. Batista, Edward Norton. That's right. No, Edward Norton signed on to the sequel.
He's finally coming back to the screen, huh?
Yeah, Janelle Monáe.
Isn't she a singer?
I think so. Oh, she did. She starred in Hidden Figures, which was a great movie. Moonlight, mm-hmm. Which I haven't seen. Catherine Hahn, which she's always awesome.
Go up.
Yeah, and then.
She's that old lady, right? No, she's the.
Oh, she was in WandaVision. She was the
Witch.
The Witch. Yeah. She was also Step Brothers. She was the one that cheats on. I love. Because I just want to tuck you in and put you in my vagina. You can live there. It's cozy. I love watching like the bloopers. It was like, it's so fucking. Yeah, Daniel Craig. I mean, Daniel Craig's a great actor. I just don't get why. He has a really sophisticated British accent. Mm-hmm. Why not leave it that way? Instead of him, you know, struggling to be this fucking Southern Belle.
I think if you have that British accent, they're going to see him as 007. And they want to probably take that character away from him. That visualization of him talking as 007 voice out of it. And they give him a Southern. Who knows, Kramer? It could be his choosing to have that accent. You never know.
I doubt it. Rian Johnson doesn't allow people to have their own ideas on set. So, like, oh, you want Luke Skywalker to do this? Nah, we're going to fucking kill him. Oh, you play Luke Skywalker for 40 years? Nah, I don't give a shit. Yeah, like, he doesn't really care. Supposedly he's like that. But yeah, I mean, I get maybe you want to do that, but... I don't know. British actors trying to do American accents is horrible. You know, not horrible. I don't want to get horrible. Once you start to hear the exaggerations in it, then you can never unhear it. And him doing the Southern Belle one is where, like, if watch Doctor Strange and watch Cumberbatch speak, and when he says words, you're like, oh yeah, no, that's not that's not right. He goes, my name is Dr. Stephen Strange. You know, I was like, you don't notice it until somebody points it out. And then you're like, that's why in Trial of Chicago 7, when the guy, the British guy, the guy who read off all the names at the end, who, you know, right. who didn't stand up, you know, but then wind up standing up him. He's right. British. When he talked, I heard it so much. I'm like, fuck, I can hear it. You know, but like with someone like Sacha Baron Cohen, it's hard to hear, but he's really good at doing that though.
Well, isn't Gary Oldman also British? He's
British. Yeah.
Okay. And isn't
majority of Hollywood is that was one yeah. thing me and House? Hugh Jack. Yeah, Hugh Laurie. Oh, definitely. You can hear if you watch House, yeah. you can hear those weird pronunciations.
Right.
So much. Hugh Jackman's face. Say that to Hugh Jackman's face. Well, Hugh Jackman's not British. He's Australian,
mm-hmm.
which is a whole other thing. Like that's hard to take away.
Yeah.
That's why you figure with Hemsworth, they're like, just speak normal, dude. You can't try to sound like anything else.
Just like I told you about Gary Oldman, right?
Yeah.
About his accent. That yeah. he spoke his dialect, he was losing it, his accent.
Mm-hmm.
That he had to get a coach to teach him his accent again.
Do it. Yeah. I mean, that's happened, but I mean Gary Oldman never ever really like plays a British person, like hardly ever. He plays everything else except for a British person. He plays a little person, but not a British.
That's funny. That is
if you never if you get you gotta watch that trailer. Little Feet, I think it's called, where he plays a short person, a little person.
That's funny,
dude. Yeah, it's hilarious. But yeah, but like watch certain movies and you'll listen and you're like, why does he say it like that? You know, you're like, it's really like off-putting. I was like, I blame Erica for pointing it out. I was like, fuck, man. Now every time I always hear it. Always hear it. Like when I watched Trial of Chicago 7, it was by myself. I didn't watch it with anybody. Instantly picked it up. I'm like, yeah, dude. You got that fake American accent.
It's a freaking movie, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but it's also I just don't get like
do you really get it? Do you really
I don't get Daniel Craig. Like he has a good British accent, you know. It probably is.
I think it's because of the 007 role.
Yeah, honestly. That's probably a good reason.
Honestly, you know. I think that's what it is. Because if not, then 007 is actually doing an investigation of a murder mystery. And I think they want to remove that. They like his acting skills, but like, you know.
I just don't get why he was the only one with like the Southern Belle accent. Like his partners, his coworkers, the people that live there, like no one. That's the accent except for him.
I guess they transfer.
I think it was a movie with a good premise and amazing actors. Because mm-hmm. I think every single actor in that movie was literally amazing. Like, yeah, Chris Evans was really good. Yeah, Chris Evans was really good. The daughter was good. I mean, you had Freak. I can't think of his name.
Who?
Can't think of the cast. The guy who played...
Anna de Armas, Chris Evans, Daniel Craig, Joseph Gordon, he was detective, Christopher Plummer,
yeah, was in it. I was thinking the guy who played...
Toni Collette, Jamie Lee Curtis, I forgot she was in it.
Don Johnson,
Ricky Lindholm.
Yeah, Lake at Stanfield. Yeah. You know, I mean,
it was a good cast, man. It was a great cast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like something like, yeah. Yeah. So, I still don't see the other guy I was thinking about. The other brother. They're not showing. Yeah. Joseph Gordon Levitt was in it.
What other brother? What? Yeah. Oh.
The guy who plays Zod. He's from Chicago. Why can't I think of his name?
JD Martell.
Lakeith
Stanfield. I'm just naming names.
Yeah, that is like something Shannon, isn't it? The dude's from Chicago. Michael Shannon. There you go.
Shannon.
Yeah, Michael Shannon. He played Zod in.
I don't even see him on this list.
Yeah, he played one of the brothers in the movie.
Yeah, he's not even on this list, dude.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the cast.
We're back here. Don Johnson, and then Jamie Lee Curtis, Stanfield, and then Michael Shannon. That dude's from Chicago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think somebody there's like a story of him like watching some award show, and he's at a bar in Wrigleyville or something like that.
That's
funny. And people are like, hey, what? Like, you're up to win that award. He's like, I don't care. It was like, nice. Like, I heard he's a really, like, I love him as an actor, too.
So, he was in the same movie with Joseph Gordon, wasn't he, before? He was, he was like a speed messenger on a bike. And Gordon was the crooked detective that needed like the $50,000, and there was a ticket or something for him to get that.
I don't remember.
Here, I'll look for it real quick.
I don't know. Boardwalk Empire, that's the big one he was in. Hey, stop messing with that. Cat keeps knocking at the. Yeah, that was one of the big ones, Boardwalk Empire, but he was in, what was he? He plays a really good bad guy, because he was Zod in the Superman Man of Steel movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Shape of Water. He was, like, the bad guy, too, which is a really great movie, too.
Oh, my God, I can't find him. Yeah, dude, it's, Camera detective, Snowden, Muppet.
It was Michael Shannon. I can't think of what was Michael Shannon. Well, I don't know. Michael Shannon's been in a lot of things.
Premium Rush. That was a movie.
Oh, damn. That's right. That's old school. Premium
Rush. Yeah.
That was probably one of his like not so good movies. Jordan goes,
Gordon got bald.
He got a haircut.
He's like,
he needed a haircut. He was getting too fluffy.
He was. I saw that the other day.
But yeah, when he's cut, you can see the stripes on his torso.
Just give him a mohawk, man, straight down the middle. Look like Godzilla. That's what you do. Spike up. Give him that mohawk down the middle of his spine, and then spike it up.
People do like little indents.
Yeah.
So it looks like spikes. So it looks like a dragon, kind of.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Want to talk about MCU before we log off real quick?
Yeah, we can do that real quick. Because I know we didn't get a chance to talk about that last week.
It's on the title. Or do you want to hold this off until next week?
We can talk about it real quick. It's only 1:04. We go like 10 more minutes real quick if you want.
All right, cool.
Phase 4 came. They had announced Phase 4 2 weeks ago, I want to say, this point.
Yes.
With that little trailer, like "Welcome to the Movies" or whatever the hell they called it.
They didn't want to celebrate
the movies. That's what it was called.
Yeah. Nobody wants us to watch this shit on live stream anymore.
I don't know. I mean, if they throw it on Disney Plus, I'll still watch it. You know,
yeah, of course.
To the movies. But I think it's also like they know they can make more money at there, and that's I think that is. Whole thing was like Marvel Studios celebrates the movies. I think that was their little nudge to AMC, like, hey, we're still cool, like, remember when we didn't want you and we were having a little fight. But let's see. But yeah, there's a bunch of Eternals, the first look at Eternals, which was pretty epic.
No I love you too, Bella. Okay. Okay, I know you're home.
Yeah, you want to save it for later? If they just got home?
Nah, we're good. I mean, if we do save it for later, we got to invite Brian. Because I'm sure he'll love this because he loves MCU.
I know. And that's why I thought me and him were going to talk about it, and it just never...
Yeah, I saw that show last week, man. It's very nice that you brought me up a couple times, and you threw up some bold pictures, because the pictures that you put up, I'm like, oh my God, really? I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, man. I'm glad I reached out last week. It was fun. knowing that I was walking around, going to the store, knowing that I was listening to you guys in the store, and I was like laughing my ass off. And people were just looking at me weird. I'm like, yeah, okay. Right, exactly. I blend right in.
Yeah.
But it's your call, man.
I mean, we can do it real quick, and then I'm sure we'll get more into it late with, you know, when more stuff comes out real quick. So I just want to show some pictures. So yeah, Kumail Nanjiani. Mm-hmm. He got super jacked for this fucking movie.
What movie?
The Eternals.
Okay.
Which is like they showed clips for it the first time in this one. He got super jacked. She's in it. This is like the big scene. So the Eternals are like the oldest people on the planet type of thing. I think that's going to be their way they set up mutants somehow. Yeah, because they have powers and they're like eternal. They live forever. They're like somewhat kind of related to Thanos.
Yeah.
Like second cousin kind of style.
That like looks like that's that screenshot you had there, that one. That reminds me of that one game Raid that we play on our phones.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's gonna be, I mean, the cast is insane. Angelina Jolie is in it. I can't think of Selma Hayek is in it. Kit Harington, Millie Bobby Brown. I don't think she's in it. Kit Harington. So the woman who won Best Director for Nomadland, who directed Nomadland, she's directing this film.
Please don't be boring.
I mean, it doesn't look I mean, it's a really great story, so hopefully she doesn't mess it up. But she's pretty good. I don't know. Selma Hayek, Richard Madden, who was Game of Thrones, Kit Harington, also Game of Thrones. Then you have a bunch of younger people and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm seeing some of them missing, but I can't wait. But yeah, then what else did they show? They showed us a bunch of Eternal stuff, Black Widow stuff, Shang-Chi stuff, which we already saw the trailer for. And then at the very end, I don't know if you remember, they teased the blue four for the Fantastic Four. No date, no name or anything. They just did it. And then I think besides the Eternals, the other bigger thing was they gave a name to the next Black Panther movie called Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
And the next Captain Marvel movie, which is just called The Marvels. So
more than one.
Well, they have Ms. Marvel coming out on Disney Plus, it's a younger girl who has powers. And then technically Monica Rambeau in the comic does hold the title of Captain Marvel for a little while as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you do count her, you know, then you would technically have three Marvels, you know, all women too. So that'd be kind of interesting. And the Miss Marvel costume got leaked, you know, like as everyone's taking pictures. It looks good. It looks very comic book. It looks really good. And she's already signed on to be in the movie. And she's like a teenager. Well, supposed to be like a teenager, but she looks fairly young. The actress, you know. But she's like a Muslim, Middle Eastern teenager girl. So, you know, that kind of throws a little stuff in there.
Hold on one second. Can you see that in the bottom? I was about to ask you, is it okay for me to share that?
Yeah. I don't know if Blade. Yeah, because this might be an older one.
Yeah,
Blade and Fantastic Four are not going to be, because they're going to start filming Blade, I believe, next year or the end of this year.
This is 2023.
Yeah. And then, the Ant-Man and the Quantumania would be awesome. Gardens Volume 3 would be really cool. And then, supposedly this is James Gunn's last. He's done with it after that. Batista said he's done with it after this.
Yeah, Guardians. Yeah,
after Guardians Volume 3. Yeah, and there's a rumor that Brie Larson doesn't want to be part of the MCU anymore. That's just a rumor, so we'll see. I didn't really care for her anyway. You know. You know, so I mean, you technically can have two different Captain Marvels now. You know, the young girl or Monica Rambeau.
Right.
So I'm down for that.
But actually, I think. Oh no, I think. Okay, never mind. Because I'm looking on the bottom. If you look here.
Yeah.
It says Disney Plus March 19, 2021. WandaVision, the same thing in January, because and then Loki is coming out. Oh no, not in May. It was in June, isn't it?
June. Because they even had a big thing. They had a big thing where it was going to be June 11th. And they had a trailer coming out where he came. It was a pretty cool trailer. And he's like, he goes, oh, I'm the god of mischief. I could do what I want. And then, like, he goes, Wednesday's the new Friday. And then they changed it. So now it's coming out that Wednesday, June 9th. So it was a cool little trailer. Awesome. Moon Knight just started recording. I know that. I think Miss Marvel's done recording. But yeah, Moon Knight, I think Oscar Isaac is going to be Moon Knight, which will be sick because Oscar Isaac is a really good actor. And Moon Knight is kind of a crazy person, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's a really, really weird character. But yeah, man, I'm just excited. We're going to get four freaking Marvel movies this year, man.
Starting with Black Widow in July, I think.
Black Widow. Yeah, the Shang-Chi, Eternals, and Spider-Man at the end of the year. So four.
Can't wait for Spider-Man. I'm done waiting for Black Widow. I'm like, forget it.
It better have a huge payoff. A huge payoff. Because for them to hold it this long means there's something so big that they think only theaters can do it. But it's also coming out on Disney Plus too, so I don't know.
But man, we waited a year and a half, I think. Wasn't it supposed to come out like in April, May of last year?
May of last year. So, yeah. So it's going to be like 14 months.
Yeah, man, screw this.
Maybe it was coming out July, I believe.
I don't think I've waited for a woman for 14 months, no. I think the longest was like 3 or 6. I don't remember. That's how much I don't care.
I'm still excited. I think it's going to be good. But, yeah, it just... The timing, they should have just like, we don't know what's going to come out and just left it like that. Right. Instead of like, well, now this day. No, not this day. No, not this day.
Yeah, they kept pushing it back and I'm like, come on. And we kept announcing them like, Jesus Christ.
I know. Why? So, but it looks everything's going good. You know, we got the CDC new guideline that if you're fully vaccinated, that you don't need to wear a mask inside. And like, I think in certain things, I don't know. Today, earlier today, like maybe an hour before we went live, I got a notification that they're trying to get Lollapalooza back at the end of July. So I was like, damn.
You got to show your cards, man. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. And keep walking. Everyone in New York is wearing a mask on public. It doesn't matter if you're alone. You have to wear a mask. I got so sick, dude. I like had my mask on and I just lifted in the bottom just to breathe a little bit because it irritates me. I wear it like 8 to 10 hours in work, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, Jesus, man. I just fucking lift it.
You didn't lift it from the inside, right? Because that kind of defeats the purpose.
I know.
It's like, I'm going to touch all this and then stick it in my mouth.
I just stick it. Yes. I was a designated button pusher. Because Jess and Bella,
you didn't want those key things,
right? I was and every time I hit the button before we walked in the room, Jesus Christ, my hands are all dried up and stuff.
Welcome to my life.
everywhere we went, there was a hand sanitizer machine or something. Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. It was good. Yeah.
That's why like everyone's like losing their mind about it. I was like, they teach us that in school, like pump in, pump out. Like when you walk into a room, you're pumping, you know, the hand sanitizer. And as you're leaving the room, you're pumping the hand sanitizer.
You said they taught you that in school, pump in, pump out. I'm like, was that sex ed?
Yeah. I think that's probably why they made the thing so it sounds dirty so you can remember it.
It works. It works.
It does.
All right. On that note, let's not talking about
get out of here. Well, you brought it up.
Oh my god.
But yeah, man,
it's good to be back, buddy. It's good.
I want to see Captain Marvel in her OG Captain Marvel suit.
You know they're gonna somehow incorporate that in there. You know, like, what about this? And they're like, no. Yeah,
well, because the new Miss Marvel, the new Miss Marvel kind of takes the suit, you know, like in the comic books.
Right.
Yeah, so she kind of has that, wears the S now. But that's Miss Marvel.
Okay.
The kid. So, yeah, but all right, man. Yeah, we've been going on. Hour 15, not too bad. We crammed a lot in there.
Yeah, 20 minutes of it was me talking about New York. That's okay. Good, man. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta practice for
Photoshop.
Well, yeah, now, Photoshop for pictures too, but also like for movie editing, man. Mm-hmm. Make a cool little movie, you know, because that's like the best way. Because then it's just for you, you know, and your family and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that's the best way to practice your skills is just doing it over and over and over again. Do different things and learn different things.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah. So, but yeah, that's what I say, man. Make a little family. Oh, family. Oh, there it is. I was looking for it. That's the leaked picture.
Oh, wow.
It's her in her suit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She has Chucks on. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's gonna be a cool show. I think I'm pretty psyched about that one. Brian said practice makes perfect. There you go.
What was I saying about sex ed? A lot of practice, a lot of positions. Yeah. We got it, Brian. We gotcha. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Cool, man. Anything else? We get going?
No. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Of course, I wasn't here. Real quick. It was, once again, it was nice to hear my name brought up a couple times. It makes me feel special. It really does. And to answer Brian's question, no, I'm not a vampire, dude. And I do look similar, but like you said, maybe 100 pounds lighter. Well, no.
Well, that was me. Maybe I'm like 40, 100 pounds lighter.
Yeah, like maybe like 40, 50 pounds lighter. And Kramer, it was my honor for me to protect you whenever you were drunk. So it was awesome. And yes, I do remember that time that the bouncer wanted to kick you out. I told him, I got you. You're good. And yes, I forgot about the time. I took a drink, put it down, or I drank it. I turned around. You had another one. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Where are you getting this from?
Yeah. So, all the stories, man.
Yeah, it was a great time, man. It was a blast. It was a blast.
Those are the good days.
Yes. So once again, thank you guys for recording for me. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then, you know, these guys, everyone else is always invited on. Me and Brian, we had a blast. Martin came on with probably the coolest shirt I ever seen.
Martin, that's an awesome shirt.
That's the best shirt. I'm like, yeah. I love it.
Malt,
I
want it. Whiskey.
I thought it said malt whiskey?
I thought maybe. But I thought it was Walt whiskey. It looked like it had a W and a W.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That was a cool shirt. But yeah, man, yeah. That's why I love this you know, show on Thursdays. Because we kind of just BS about whatever.
And you know, anybody that's out there listening or just gets a brief of us, you know, hit us up. If you want.
It was malt.
It was malt. Okay. Hit us up if you guys want to come on the air while we're talking and you don't want a camera, but you can just, we could just hear your voice and give us a story or whatever instead of typing it in. Please do.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah. Leave a voicemail. We got, phone number. Yeah, we need all that good stuff. We need more people and we love to hear your stories because you know what? Times like these, everybody needs somebody to talk to open up with, and this is a great show for it. I'm not trying to be like Brian and advertise the shit out of our shows. So I can't top that. All I'm saying is our mic is always open for you guys if you want to come on and just say, hey, what's up? I want to get this off my chest.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you can call us if you want. Phone number 312-834-7048. That's also in the description. Our email's in the description. All of our social media links are down there as well. I got link trees. Instead of having 15 different freaking links, I just put it all on a link tree. So you click that and you can see all of everything we're at. But yeah, that's our phone number, 312-834-7048. You know, leave a story and we'll play it for you guys, man. If you recommend a movie we need to watch, you want to tell us why you love or hate a movie, let us know, man. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always down for whatever. But one thing I know Martin kind of talked about a little bit on his podcast yesterday, the Dynasty Pylon. Things are going to start being changing probably towards the beginning of next month, the end of this month. Some name changes, stuff like that. And we'll hopefully start a Discord pretty soon. So you can chat with us, you know, whenever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Stuff like that. You know, so yeah, Discord would be cool. But yeah, so yeah, man, big plans coming soon, man. Even we just keep adding stuff and changing stuff, which is always fun. But yeah, so next time I'll see you is Sunday for the Morning Spike. What's funny?
Brian. Just got a Whiskey Tango Foxtrot t-shirt.
There you go.
So those of you people, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot are words they use in the military, which is basically WTF.
Yeah. Rio is a Foxtrot uniform Charlie Kilo.
Foxtrot uniform. Oh, isn't it the Bloodhound Gang song?
Yeah. It's Foxtrot uniform Charlie Kilo.
Yes. Bloodhound Gang.
That's the whole song is them actually singing that, and it's all sexual innuendos. I love that song. I love that band. It's such a goofy band.
It is.
But yeah. So next time we're together is Sunday morning. We got the Morning Spike. I believe we are talking about a division. I don't remember what division.
I think sorry, NXT guys. East. I think it was
Something like that. Something like that. But yeah, we're gonna start our division breakdowns. The rest of this.
Man. Yep.
Then Monday we got Spoiler Kings. I believe we're talking about Spiral. I think maybe we were talking about doing the Machines versus the Mitchells versus the Machines, which is another great animated cartoon on Netflix. I love it. It's got like 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone all across the board just love it. I haven't heard a bad review about it yet. Me and Erica watched it, and we fell in love with that movie. It's such a good movie.
Yeah, Spoiler Kings, new name, new logo, same two people.
That's awesome. They're ruining it. Martin said AFC East, I think. Yeah, I think you're right. It's one of those. It's one of those divisions.
Yep.
And then Tuesday we got Panda and Grizzly Show with Fredo and Brian.
And Brian, yes.
And I think you guys are going to start bringing on Marvin. Marvin on a few more times, which would be awesome. Because, you know, the three of you guys were really funny. That was, like, honestly one of the best podcasts on our channel, hands down. Yeah. One of the better ones I've seen in a long time in general. Yeah. So
I was just the conductor on this crazy train. So these two guys, they mesh, they gel together, they play football together, and they know about each other. So it's, once again, it was, all I did was awesome. Hit the slide button, try to get the thing moving. So
keep it going.
Yes.
See, then we got Wednesdays. We have Dynasty Pylon with Martin and Mark. And they do Dynasty style, fantasy football, IDP, fantasy football kind of stuff. Yesterday they did their IDP mock draft. It's really cool. They were talking about a lot of defensive players. People that wasn't. I know I was in there talking. I think they were talking about Mac a lot. You know, Khalil Mack from the Bears. A bunch of other people. I think they were talking about some linebacker who's also an O line. And they were like, "Wait, what? What?" Yeah. And it was. I forgot what team they said, but it was like really funny. You know, they're like, "What the fuck? Who does that?" Fredo, you're the special sauce.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then every Thursday we're gonna be here, you know, BSing. I think Martin said it was like, oh, you know, those guys, it's a BS podcast. I was like, oh, he's like, well, no, it's ABS. You know, they just BS. I was like, Again, that's still like one of the funny things. But yeah, it basically is, man. We just kind of talk about whatever. This one's kind of going on a little long, but it's your welcome back one. But yeah, nowhere is near as much as I think a Dynasty Pylon went like 2.5 hours yesterday or something crazy.
It actually was a little bit over two.
The BS show. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was like a little bit over 2 hours. But yeah, I mean that was good stuff. Cool, man. I mean, yeah, and we always just kind of BS on this show anyway, like Martin said, Dynasty Pylon. Any last words before we sign off for the night?
I already said my last words like 15 minutes ago. So. Awesome. No, other than that, thanks. Thanks,
everyone. Yeah. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. We're making our rounds on YouTube. I think we're at 50 subscribers now, which is kind of super awesome.
We just need 50 more.
50 more so we can get that custom URL.
Yes.
Which is like my dream. I just want to be able to type that in.
YouTube/ Tank Craver.
Oh God, I wish not on my channel. I think I'm at 70 something on my channel. I lost a lot. I was at 80 something. you don't post? Delete. So but yeah, man, follow us on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. We're also on Spotify. We put up episodes the day after on Spotify, stuff like that. So all of our episodes are audio over there. And yeah, man. Appreciate all you guys following us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, cool, man. See you guys next week.
Ciao. Later. Bye.